Track 7, more news. Dry stone wallers raise cash for air ambulance. A national dry stone walling contest held on Dartmoor this summer has helped to shore up the finances of the Devon Air Ambulance, raising more than £1,110 for the charity. The Elwood Classic Walling Competition attracted 36 entrants, a record number from all over the country. The challenge was to build the best Devon bank, which differs from other types of dry stone wall by having a bank of earth in the middle. During the one-day competition, the money was raised for Devon Air Ambulance and Samford Spinney Church through food sales and other activities. Dartmoor Brewery contributed by donating 3 casks of beer for sale, with the proceeds added to the charity collection. The event was supported by the Dartmoor Preservation Association, the Dartmoor Hill Farm Project, Dartmoor National Park Authority and the Dry Stone Walling Association. Devon Wallers were well represented by Mickey and Dave Cole from Princeton, who came fourth in the professional pairs category. After the competition, Helen Bruce from the Dartmoor Preservation Association and Nick Fell, who hosted the event on his farm at Merivale, presented a cheque for £1,163 to Scarlett Lay from the Devon Air Ambulance. They were joined by Sophie Burgess and Clom Haig from the Dartmoor Hill Farm Project and prize winner David Cole. Helen Bruce from the DPA said, "It's very positive for the Dartmoor community that an event showcasing rural skills has had such a profound impact on people and have been able to raise money for a worthy cause." Scarlett Lay from the Devon Air Ambulance added, "A big thank you to you guys for raising over £1,000 for our trust today. Absolutely thank you for everything you've done. You'll support our services for our 2 helicopters across the whole of Devon and beyond, allowing us to get hospital care to the scene and then transferring our patients on there to the relevant hospital."
Public asked for views on housing plans. Residents are being invited to have their say on housing for Bradley Lane in Newton Abbot. As part of the next phase of consultation on the Newton Abbot Town Centre Master Plan, Teignbridge Council is asking for views on possible options for homes on the former industrial site. Earlier this year, residents shared opinions on how the town centre could be improved, and the consultation showed strong support for new homes at Bradley Lane, particularly affordable housing and homes for older people. Residents told the council that affordable homes should be well designed, in a good location and close to local services. Bradley Lane is one of several key sites in the Newton Abbot Town Centre Master Plan and could play an important role in the town's future. In response to what residents said, Teignbridge District Council have been working with architects and designers to develop 2 possible housing options for the site. The options include different layouts, types of homes, and public spaces, and both aim to create a well-connected and sustainable neighbourhood. Teignbridge Council is now asking residents to comment on the proposals. The consultation is open until Monday, October the 5th, and the survey can be completed online. Council officers are keen to hear feedback from residents on what they like about the proposals, what could be improved, and which option they prefer. Councillor David Palethorpe, Deputy Leader and Executive Member for Economy, Estates and Major Projects, said, "We've listened carefully to what residents told us during the first consultation on Newton Abbot Town Centre Master Plan and have worked hard to show how a mix of homes could be delivered on the site. This stage of consultation is about understanding what residents think of the proposed designs, what they like, what could be improved, and which option they prefer. No decisions have been made, and we are committed to involving local people throughout the process so they can help shape the regeneration of the town. This is an exciting time for Newton Abbot and a once-in-a-generation opportunity for local people to help shape the future of some of the town's most important sites." Questions were also raised by residents about parking, transport and access to the town centre. This consultation only focuses on the housing, but the council is still looking at future leisure facilities, and more work is needed before any leisure centre proposals can be developed. The council is also carrying out further studies to make sure any future decision about Bradley Lane works for the whole community, including the flood risk, access, walking and cycling, public transport and parking.
Essential A38 road repairs set to begin. Essential repair work on two A38 viaducts near Buckfastley is set to bring months of traffic restrictions and overnight closures for motorists travelling through the area. National Highways is carrying out joint replacement and drainage works on the Whitecleave and Mardle viaducts as part of a major programme designed to improve the long-term safety and reliability of the route. The work is due to begin on September the 2nd and continue until January 27th, with a series of lane restrictions, overnight closures and temporary traffic signals planned. National Highways said that some of the bridge joints at the two viaducts have deteriorated in recent years and have occasionally failed. Short-term repairs have been carried out to extend their serviceable life, while a permanent replacement scheme was developed. The latest work is intended to provide a longer-term solution and reduce the need for future emergency repairs and unplanned closures. Work on both structures is being carried out at the same time in an attempt to reduce the overall impact on motorists and the local community. During the daytime, some of the noisier work will take place at Whitecleave Viaduct, while other activities will be carried out overnight to limit disruption to road users. The main traffic management measures will begin at 8 p.m. on September 2nd. From then until 6 a.m. on December 21st, lane closures will operate around the clock between Dartbridge and Lower Dean. There will also be a series of overnight closures on the A38 and associated slip roads between Dartbridge and Marley Head in both directions. Access will be maintained for properties directly within the closure area. National Highways has acknowledged that the timing of the works could cause frustration, particularly during periods when traffic levels are already high. The organisation said it normally schedules major works to avoid busy periods such as school holidays, Christmas, Easter and peak getaway weekends. However, some elements of the viaduct project are dependent on weather conditions. Concrete repairs, for example, cannot be completed during colder winter conditions, while the specialist bridge joints being installed at one of the sites can only be fitted within a specific temperature range. National Highways said the work needs to be completed before the existing joints reach the end of their serviceable life. Drivers have been urged to allow extra time for journeys and follow the official signed diversion routes rather than relying on satellite navigation or attempting to use local roads as shortcuts.